It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what is going on? It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. We're your one-stop that you need to come to for your daily fantasy sports news, information, picks, predictions, all that good stuff, and it's right here on Roto-Grinders. And we certainly want to introduce myself. I'm Dan Bach, go by DB730, and you can check us out each and every weekday here on the podcast. And today on the show, we're going to spend a good amount of time talking about the NBA, as we got 11 games on the docket tonight, and lots of action that means in guaranteed prize pool tournaments on all the major sites. So hopefully we'll help you pick some winners there. I do a segment called Box Beef where I just kind of rant about random things. And today it's going to be the Slam Dunk Contest as the NBA announced the four participants in the Slam Dunk Contest. And pretty underwhelming to say the very least. So I will yap a little bit about that. But before we get rolling into more of the podcast, I want to start off telling you about what we got going on here at Roto Grinders starting tomorrow over there on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Channel. If you're not familiar with that, it's channel 87 on XM, 210 on Sirius, and it's a pretty cool network. I've talked about it before. You know, basically all they do is talk fantasy sports. But the one thing I've said in the past I thought it was missing is maybe an element of daily fantasy. I mean, this industry is booming, but yet there really was not a whole lot of talk about it. Been talking with Tony Cincotta. He came on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he invited us on to come on their show Saturday mornings with the Fantasy Pros 911 and do a little segment with them where we're talking daily fantasy sports. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to say this. You're not really going to miss that much. You probably are going to get more in this podcast than you are necessarily that segment, but it is on Saturday. So if you like what I do, and I usually don't do this podcast on Saturdays, you might want to tune in over there for my picks for the day. But I'm just excited about the opportunity to kind of promote the daily fantasy game even more than it already is. And obviously, it's great publicity for Roto Grinders, which is nice. But I think the fact that they're not ignoring the daily industry, and you know, they probably have told those guys, "Hey, let's talk some daily fantasy sports," because let's face it, this is the next generation of fantasy sports. And to me, honestly, I think it plays better on the radio than, you know, talking about random trades between, you know, two guys in their, you know, dynasty league. I mean, that's the one thing I've kind of found about daily fantasy that would work on the radio setting is that, you know, when you get people who call in and say, you know, should I trade Ryan Howard for Adam Dunn? And it's like, you're listening to it, unless you have that trade offer in your inbox, why do you care? Like, it's like, it doesn't matter. But in the daily fantasy side of things, you know, everybody, any bit of information that is talked about is relevant to you because you can select that player. You can put them in your salary cap league. So I really think that there is even more place for it in, you know, the kind of fantasy sports talk arena. But I think this is the start, and I'm excited to actually been asked to do it and kind of have an opportunity to help promote the industry. So if you're an XM Sirius listener over there on channel 87 Sirius 210, and it's the Fantasy Pros 911 show with Tony Cincotta, and I think Lenny Melnick is also on that show. So definitely looking forward to that coming up Saturday morning 8:15. So, you know, it's probably kind of early for some of you single guys out there. You know, if you're married with kids, 8:15 is nothing. You're probably up. But if you're single, you know, unfortunately, I don't think there's any DVR for the radio. So set your alarm clocks, wake up, give it a listen. And I even posted a link on our forum page where there's actually a 30-day free trial available for you. So with SiriusXM, where you can listen online or your mobile device or your iPad, whatever you might have. So I definitely wanted to promote that and certainly excited about the opportunity there. And that's going to start tomorrow. But, hey, we've got a podcast to do. We've got daily games to discuss for tonight. So let's jump in it and hit some NBA basketball. Okay, we got 11 games this Friday night, some pretty decent ones, I guess, but all that matters is the statistics. What are these guys going to put up? And let's go through and give you some numbers to crunch here for the games this evening. The Magic will be at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. This could have some blowout potential as the Bucks aren't playing well and they're not even a very good road team whatsoever. Dwight Howard's kind of been a little underwhelming. You know, he's been under 17 points in the last three games. But here's the thing. He averaged 25 and 17 against the Bucks a year ago. So I think the guy is certainly, you know, capable of putting up monster numbers. And I would not be afraid to take him just because, you know, the last few games they've been basically saying, okay, you know, we're going to make everybody else beat us. We're going to double and triple team Dwight, and they've got to knock down their outside shots. Well, basically, that's not working. The Magic have won 7 of 9 games. So, to me, I think the better strategy is just hack Dwight Howard, put him to the free throw line, and, you know, hope he's got one of those days where he shoots 30%. But one thing to keep note in this game, or keep your eye on in this game, is Drew Gooden. He's been very consistent for the Bucks, but apparently has a hurt wrist in his shooting hand. He's been playing hurt for a while. He's listed as day-to-day. If he decides not to play tonight, Ersin Ilyasova, who's actually been playing pretty well off the bench, will probably even get more minutes. He's coming off a nice 23.7 rebound game. But besides that, not a whole lot of interest in this game. Bobcats and Raptors. Looks like Jared Bayless probably will return. And if he does, Jose Calderon likely done being the offensive force that we've seen the past week or so. DeMar DeRozan, 29 points last game. Still a little bit inconsistent, but they don't have a whole lot of scorers on that team, so he's not a terrible play. As for the Bobcats, Corey Maggette went for 22 points and 18 points in the last two games, so that's not bad. And Boris Diaw and his C-Cups, he's had 21 and 31 fantasy points in the last two games, so he's kind of getting back into the groove of things. But again, that can change quickly when you talk about a guy with, you know, man boobs. Also, both these teams pretty atrocious. I usually don't like taking a lot of players in situations like that, but again, those are a couple of guys to keep your eye on. LeBron James usually plays well versus the Cavs. 25-7-7, that's what he's averaging for his career versus Cleveland, and would suspect he's going to have a big game tonight. Kyrie Irving, he is back off of his concussion syndrome that he had, you know, those, the concussion that he incurred against the Miami Heat, but he is averaging 16-6-6, or went for 16-6-6 earlier this year against Miami, averaging 31 fantasy points over the last seven games, so he's a solid start. So is Antoine Jameson. He had 25-9 in the last game against Miami, and get this, a 36 fantasy point average over the last seven games, so Jameson is definitely playing well. And I kind of ripped him on the podcast the other day, Semi Erden. And he went for 18-8 in 32 minutes against the Pacers. Now, I'm doubting he'll shoot 7 of 8 from the field again, but if you're looking for like a mega cheap option out there, Mr. Erden out there from the Cavs, 32 minutes, you can't complain about that. And Ramon Sessions, even though he didn't get the start and probably is going to have a little bit less points out there, still played 30 minutes after moving to the bench when Kyrie Irving came back. So a guy who's still pretty productive. Next game, Pistons and the Kings. Kings are in their third road game in four nights. They looked pretty miserable against New York. Maybe they'll have their legs a little bit more under them this week, or tonight, I should say. Rodney Stuckey, he's been getting it done. 34 and 33 fantasy points over the last two games. And Tyreke Evans had a 25-point, 11-assist game last year against Detroit. Definitely a lot of upside with Tyreke Evans, also a lot of upside with DeMarcus Cousins. These guys have high ceilings. Now, the problem with that is they also, you know, have some low floors. I think both of them are decent options, but again, Detroit, they don't seem to play a lot of high-scoring games, so you might have a lot of other players that you can go to with 11 games on the schedule. The other thing to look at with Tyreke Evans, he's capable of 40-point games, but he's been over 30 points in three of the last four, so I think he's a pretty solid play tonight. Kevin Martin over there with the Rockets, they take on the Timberwolves, and this guy is a yo-yo that I would not bother with. I mean, he goes from like 0-point games to like 28-point games the next day, so I don't mess with that sort of inconsistency in daily fantasy. Kevin Love, on the other hand, maybe one of the most consistent guys you're going to find, as he has just been playing great since he stomped on Scola's face, and he's been averaging 18 rebounds over the last three games, also a 31-point-per-game average against the Rockets, and had a career high of 39 earlier this season. So definitely gets it done in this matchup. Nikola Pekovic, I talk about him every time the Timberwolves are out there. 36 fantasy points, 32 fantasy points, 36 in his last three. He's looking like an absolute legit play at center and still very affordable in the salary cap game, so do not ignore him. Moving on to the Hornets and the Knicks, you got to think Jeremy Lin is going to be 8-0 after tonight versus the Hornets. He's had good but not great stats in the last game against Sacramento, but he pretty much sat most of the fourth quarter, still averaging about 38 fantasy points a game over the last eight games. Omari Stoudemire, coming off an miserable game, probably cost me some money against that in that Sacramento matchup, but he's had 58 points in the two past wins versus the Hornets, so maybe in line for a good game there. There are some rumors of Carmelo returning. I'm not interested in him at all if he does, but I'm still not sure that's going to happen yet. As for the Hornets, Chris Kaman, look at these numbers, 30, 45, 28, those are his fantasy point outputs in the last three games, and it looks like Emeka Okafor will probably be out again, which is good for Kaman and good for Gustavo Ayan. I think he's Brazilian and had a great game against Milwaukee, going for 12 points, 12 boards, also had 13 points, 9 rebounds in the game before that. And the one thing I've mentioned before, Jeremy Lin, not the best defensive player out there. He might be able to handle Grievous Vasquez, because it's not like Vasquez is the quickest point guard you're going to find out there. But again, defensively, a big liability there for New York. So Vasquez might not be a terrible play tonight. Moving on, we got many more games to discuss here. And we move on to the Mavericks, as they are definitely banged up, and they get a game against the 76ers tonight. And you've got injuries to Jason Terry. You've got injuries to Delonte West. Roddy Bubois, I think his father passed away, so he's questionable whether or not he's going to be back for tonight's game. So with all those injuries to the guard position, there's a guy you might want to look to, especially if you've got extra roster spots here, Dominique Jones. He was a big-time scorer at University of South Florida. I think he's going to pick up a lot of those minutes with many of the injuries out there. And with that, I think Jason Kidd will probably play a few more minutes than usual because they are so thin at the guard position. Besides that, not a whole lot of interesting plays for me in the 76ers-Mavericks game, just simply because I think it's a low-scoring game, not a lot to like. So let's move on to the Warriors and the Thunder. Kevin Durant, one thing he loves is playing the Golden State Warriors, and he should have a field day tonight. He's averaging 34 points per game at Oklahoma City in games against the Warriors. He had 37-14 in the first meeting of the season, and then went for 33-10-7 in the second meeting. So obviously the guy has been putting up monster stats. Monte Ellis, you know, he had 48 points last game against Oklahoma City, but I know a lot of people are nervous because he didn't play that whole fourth quarter against Portland. Well, apparently he was sick, and Mark Jackson came out afterwards and said, hey, you know what, it was an illness issue, he's not in the doghouse. And obviously when you had a track record of that, you got to think that Monte might rebound with a nice effort tonight. But one guy who's been red hot is David Lee. He's gone for over 40 points in three out of the last seven games for Golden State. Also had a triple-double earlier this month against Oklahoma City, where he went for 25-11-10. So David Lee, probably a good option at that power forward slash center position tonight. Nuggets and Grizzlies. Maurice Spates, he's coming off a nice game against New Jersey. He had 20-18. Probably going to be tough to repeat that tonight, but nonetheless, a guy who's not an expensive option and is obviously getting big minutes. And again, it's all about value. If you're looking for a cheaper guy, he's going to play some minutes. He could be a guy that you want to go with. Rudy Gay, surprisingly showing some consistency. 31 fantasy point per game average over the last seven, and he's pretty much been right on that number most of those games. Looking for more value over there with the Nuggets, Kostas Koufos. This guy has kind of been underwhelming as a pro, but with minutes here, he's come through the last two games with the injuries to Nene and Timofey Mozgov. 33 and 30 fantasy points in the last two games. He's been getting it done. Aaron Aflalo was abysmal last game, but had been solid before that, averaging about 22 points a game, filling in for Danilo Gallinari. So he could be somebody who bounces back nice. And same with Ty Lawson. Bad last game. I think it was an aberration. Denver needs him to be aggressive offensively for them to have success, so he could do well against the Grizzlies tonight. Wizards and Jazz. John Wall and the Wizards are actually playing fairly decent on the road trip. And Wall himself, 34 fantasy point per game average in the last seven games. And Wall averaged 23-11 last season in their matchups against Utah. So John Wall might be a very smart guy to go with tonight. Utah, they've been slumping, but I think we see a big effort from them tonight. I think Al Jefferson is going to bounce back with a big game, a little bit off the last time around, but he's been known to come off bad games with good games. So I like Al Jefferson as a play against a Wizards interior that is not all that impressive. And last game, Lakers and Suns. You know, this trend, I talk about it all the time. When Phoenix plays, go against the big man against them because they do not guard the post well. That means Bynum, Powell, both very smart plays tonight. I think they'll both have big games, especially at home. For whatever reason, Bynum is much better playing in L.A. Kobe seems to be in a funk lately, so I would stay away. I think some of those early season minutes that he played are starting to catch up with him. While Steve Nash had a monster game against Atlanta the last time out, 22-4-16, and maybe Channing Frye is another guy you consider with the Suns who has been pretty productive the last week or so. So that's the rundown of the NBA for this Friday night. Best of luck to you in your daily games. Time for me to say a quick thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. Been a longtime sponsor here of this podcast. We appreciate their loyalty to us. Now, of course, the Super Joust contest is coming up in mid-April, and the best way to get into that is to obviously qualify. And they've got two NBA tournaments tonight to do so. So head on over there, and if you win either one or both of these tournaments, you could win multiple entries into this Super Joust contest. Remember, five entries is max per person, and as somebody who cashed out of four out of the five teams I put in on the Super Joust 1 and took home about 10 grand. I mean, that's big money over there in cash and prizes last go around. So don't think that you can't win a lot of money playing daily fantasy. You don't even have to be a high stakes player. But the Super Joust is a great way for some of you out there to get involved. And remember, the great thing about it is you don't even have to play in these tournaments. You can play in a lower level game. You can play in a $5 head-to-head game. But if you have the high score for the week, that counts as an entry into the Super Joust. So check out Daily Joust. They've got a whole bunch of new users on there, and the site improves pretty much daily. And I really enjoyed their solo survivor tournaments and the fact that they are continuing to push the envelope of ideas and games and tournaments in daily fantasy. So a great loyal sponsor to the podcast. I hopefully all of you out there, give them a try to earn your daily fantasy business. They are dailyjoust.com.
Sometimes sensible, but regularly ridiculous. It's Box Beef.
Yes, it's time for another Box Beef, and today it is the NBA Dunk Contest, and I feel like I'm pretty lucky. I'm like 32 years old, but I grew up in an era where we actually had real dunk contests, good dunk contests. You know, back in the day with Jordan and Spud and Dominique Wilkins, I mean, those are just some terrific dunk contests. I think the best one that I ever remember watching was Vince Carter. And, you know, some of the younger kids out there, you know, playing daily fantasy or watching the NBA, I mean, I kind of feel bad for you because the dunk contest is not what it used to be. And the NBA just yesterday announced participants for this year's NBA Slam Dunk Contest. And, I mean, remember back in the day when they actually had legitimate guys in it? But now, look at this lineup. You could not have picked probably four more boring candidates. You have Paul George from Indiana, Chase Budinger from the Rockets, Iman Shumpert from the Knicks, and Derek Williams from the Timberwolves. I mean, Chase Budinger? Are you serious? You're putting this guy in the slam dunk contest? I mean, was Rex Chapman not available to do the behind-the-back flip reverse jam that he did for about three consecutive years back in about the late 80s? Chase Budinger? I mean, Derek Williams? You know, they always got these rookies out there. I mean, to me, it's frustrating. Should they get rid of it? I don't think they should get rid of it, but I will say this much. For Christmas, I asked my wife, I said, you know what, it would be a really cool present to get me some tickets to the NBA All-Star Weekend. I think it would be fun to go to a dunk contest, go to a three-point contest, and because I've never done it before, and it's in Orlando, which is, you know, maybe an hour and a half here from Jacksonville. And she looked them up, and she's like, honey, it's just too expensive to get those tickets. And boy, am I glad she didn't decide to just suck it up and spend the extra money, because I can't imagine paying to watch these guys dunk. But the format of the dunk contest this year also is changing. Instead of, you know, having the judges, which, you know, some people like, some people don't. I love the judges. Simply for like the comedic factor, because there's nothing more funny than seeing the old school dunkers like Larry Nance and Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins, you know, show up with their giant boilers and to see, you know, basically they spent the last 15 years eating food rather than working out. I mean, I love seeing how fat these former great athletes have become, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen anymore. It's a one-round tournament where everybody gets three dunks, and then, of course, in this modern age that we go to, everybody goes to Twitter to vote for who's got the best dunks. So, you know, I feel bad again for all you out there that, you know, you youngsters who, you know, this is what my kid's going to remember watching in this dunk contest is, you know, lame Chase Budinger, Amon Shumpert. I mean, Amon Shumpert simply probably got in just so they could put Jeremy Lin in the dunk contest because they know Lin can barely dunk the basketball, but at least he can throw some lobs. So any way you can get Jeremy Lin involved in anything for All-Star Weekend, I guess you got to do it. But, I mean, we're in the day where, you know, I will say this. The dunk last year, you know, people made such a big deal out of Blake Griffin, who's a great dunker. I mean, one of the best in-game dunkers I've seen since Dominique Wilkins. But jumping over a Kia is not impressive last year. I mean, he had it cleared by like 3.5 feet. I mean, it's almost as lame as, remember when that guy blew out the cupcake? He put the cupcake on top of the rim and blew out the cupcake? What was that, like Gerald Green or something? So, you know, maybe we've just come to the point where people can't be original with their dunks. Maybe they should get rid of it. Maybe they should just blow it out altogether and just, and you know, play horse. I don't know what they should do. But putting guys like Chase Budinger in the dunk contest, I'll tell you this much, it's not the answer. What they need to do, tell me this. If you had a dunk contest of LeBron, Kobe, Dwight Howard, Blake Griffin, I mean, if you had legitimate stars in a dunk contest, that would be one of the best things that could ever happen. And I don't know a better way to do it than basically have the NBA say, you know what, we're going to give $250,000 to a charity of your choice if you win. Because the bottom line is if you put an ultimatum out there in the public's eye and say, hey, you know, $250,000 to dunk, I mean, they almost look like the bad guy for not doing something like that. And heck, they could bump it up even higher. I mean, the NBA has the money to spend. Say $1 million. $1 million to the charity of your choice, and they just have the ultimate dunk-off. And then when you've got guys who say, oh, I can't do it, it's just, you know, I'm too old for that. Baloney, you're too old for it. I've seen the dunks that you do in games. You're not too old for it. LeBron, you're what, like 27? Give me a break. So that's what the NBA needs to do. They need to pony up legitimate money and you know, and even because you really can't do it for the players, because then I think it kind of comes across bad, even from their perspective, is they're just, it's greed. But if you count the charity into it, say $1 million to whoever wins charity, boom. Then you put it on the players and they look greedy if they don't participate. So that's my plan for the NBA. I think that's the only way you get the dunk contest back to where it should be. So with that, folks, I am out of here for today. We thank you for checking us out here on the podcast. It's been the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. Please follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders. All your up-to-date injury news and, of course, picks and predictions for the day as well. You'll find that on the Twitter stream. And please download this podcast right there on RotoGrinders, or you can go to iTunes where you can subscribe to it as well. And we have a Facebook page you can check out too. So we thank you for checking us out. It's been a great edition here of the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix. And have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. See you, folks. Monday.